Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. Today is a special show, Remembering Dr. Wayne Dyer. My guest for today's show is my husband, Dudley Denader. The show today is in celebration of Wayne Dyer, his life, and his birthday today. Join us as we share memories of times we spent with Wayne Dyer, along with some of the greatest lessons we've learned from him. You'll also get to hear a beautiful song by Sky Dyer, his daughter, and the song's title is You Inspire Me. Welcome, Dudley.
Good morning.
Good morning to all. And hello to all who are listening live and also to the replay. And I want us all to say together right now, happy birthday, Wayne Dyer.
Really? Happy birthday, Wayne.
Yeah. Today would have been his 76th birthday. And I know that he is with us in spirit. He loved to talk about how being inspired was in spirit. And he's in spirit. This is his first in spirit version of his birthday. So I just wanted to say that and say how I just am so thankful that he came into my life back in 1977 when I saw him on The Tonight Show talking about his first book, Your Erroneous Zones. And then I read it in 1978 when I first moved here to Marin County. And that book is just, that book was such a huge change in my life. It really helped me understand that to love first. That was one of the things that he taught in there, is to love first and not to be worried about whether people loved you back, but just to love anyway. And he was talking about that way back then, even in the very beginning. And then one of the other favorite things that we had is in around 1985 or 86, we got tapes from Nightingale Conant called What Do You Really Want for Your Children? And those tapes by Wayne Dyer were just so inspiring and so funny, and they helped my husband and I create a realization of how we wanted it to be when our son, when we had a child, and we didn't have one until January 1, 1990. So we listened to those tapes a bunch of times before Xander was born. And Dudley, do you want to talk a little bit about that, about how those tapes affected you?
Well, I remember that was the first time you had introduced me to Wayne Dyer and his teachings. I hadn't read Erroneous Zones, but I remember hearing you talk about it. But when you started, I remember the first time I listened to those tapes, we were on our way to Los Angeles. I don't even remember why. I guess it was to see one of my sisters. And we were driving down I-5, and it's the same kind of nothing landscape and so on and so forth. And I just remember this melodious voice. And I had not really listened to tape series a great deal, as you had. But I found myself really intrigued by just the timbre and the love in his voice, I mean, just to begin with. And then what he was talking about was not only just logic, you know, complete logic, but it was really a bunch of just little tiny tenets that really make a big difference in how you raise a child, what you do, how you feel about it, how you make them feel about the situation. And I just can't say enough. It really, more than any other single factor between the two of us, that probably changed and molded a lot of our thinking with regards to how we were going to raise Xander when he grew up.
So totally, totally true. And some of the things that he talked about, for the benefit of our listeners who aren't familiar with his book and also the audio program, What Do You Really Want for Your Children? Some of the things that he talked about in there, he found that really, when he started talking to parents, what they wanted most for their children was things like to be happy and to be able to enjoy their present moments, to be creative and to be willing to take risks, not dangerous to their physical self risks, but risks of how they were living life, to try things, to be willing to try, to realize that when you do new things that you're going to make mistakes and you're going to fail. And that's part of learning. So
you'll be really good at making mistakes, and you'll learn more than anyone else.
That's so true, and it used to be one of the things I had a real problem with, is that I just didn't want to make any mistakes. And so I would feel so badly about making a mistake that I would end up thinking about the mistake. And as Wayne Dyer loves to say, what you think about expands. So if you think about the mistake, that's what you end up hearing or doing the next time that thing comes along. So, yeah, it's just...
Yeah, it was like when I was taught to ski, I went to a class in Canada, and we were taking advanced kind of skiing lessons to make sure we could go off and heli ski with these guys in deep powder. And the one instructor was just a screech. He was so funny. He taught us a lot about, you know, the basics of skiing moguls. But when we started to get into tree skiing, he said, don't look at the trees. Look at the spaces between the trees. And it's the same thing. You know, what you concentrate on, what you focus on really manifests itself in your real life. So you have to make sure you're really directing your interests in the right way.
Right, and looking between the trees, that's what I learned from that. So whenever I go skiing, I look for the runs that have lots of room between the trees as well. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that one of the stories that I promised people I would tell is about the picture of Wayne Dyer with Xander and me at Book Passage. And the way that happened is the day before we went to see him at Book Passage, our bookkeeper had casually said to me and Dwayne, my brother Dwayne, who was working with us at the time, did you know that Wayne Dyer is going to be at Book Passage tomorrow? And we both said no. And we didn't believe her at first, so we called Book Passage and they said, sure enough, he was going to be at Book Passage. And he was going to be talking about his book, Spiritual Solution to Every Problem, on Friday, September 7th, 2001. So Dwayne and I got to Book Passage super early. I mean, something ridiculously early, like maybe 4 o'clock, and helped set up the place and got seats in the front row, in the middle of the front row, for you and Xander to show up later. And so we were all in the middle of the front row at Book Passage in Corte Madera when Wayne got up there to speak. And I will always remember I had brought a gold gift bag with me, and it had my Good Morning God prayer in it that he inspired me to write, because he always said to say Good Morning God instead of Good God, it's morning. And then, yeah, and also during, he loved seeing Xander, who was at the time, he was only 11 years old, and kept smiling at Xander and loved having him in the front row because he loved children so much. That's part of why he had 8 of them, is that he loved children so much. And I remember saying to him, whispering to him, what you really want for your children works. That was part of what I was saying to him when he had that huge smile on his face in that picture, is that it really does work. And I am so thankful that we went to Book Passage that night, and that Georgia had told us about it, and that Dwayne took the pictures, because if he hadn't been there, wouldn't even have the pictures that we do of that happening, and in some ways it wouldn't even seem real.
Yeah, yeah. And that was closely followed by the time we met Wayne on Maui out in front of Whaler's Village. And
right,
I'll never forget
right.
that, because you had gone to the bathroom, into, you know, just a little bathroom as you got to the entrance in one of the restaurants. And Xander yep. and I are standing out on the beach, and there's Wayne Dyer walking right up toward us. And I was going, isn't that Wayne Dyer? And he said, I don't know, Dad. And I said, yeah, I'm sure it is. And so I went up and I started a conversation with him, and I said, can you, you know, do you have just a moment? My wife would really like to see you. And mentioned who you were, and I'm not sure if he remembered you, but Xander's just jetted off to the bathroom. Mom, Mom.
Oh, I know, and I'll tell the part.
Later
from,
you came
from,
up.
Yeah, I want to tell the part right after that where Xander came up to the bathroom. So I'm in the bathroom at Leilani's, which is right near the Hula Grill, and it has a, it's right outside, and he yells in the bathroom. He goes, "Mom, Mom, you've got to come right now. Dad says you've got to come right now." And I'm going, "What in the world happened?" You know. And so I got out of there as soon as I could and followed Xander over, and there was Dudley holding on to Wayne, not literally, but, you know, holding on to Wayne and not letting him leave. And so that was the very first time that we saw Wayne Dyer over on Maui. And we had so many other times later that we ended up seeing him over there and Skye Dyer, his daughter, over there. And
yeah, see Skye a lot too.
Yeah, and I remember the time we were in the ice cream shop over at Whaler's Village one of the times, and
yeah.
Wayne was there with a whole bunch of his kids. I think Serena was there and probably Summer, and I think Sage was there. I remember seeing Sage over on Maui as well. So I just love his kids. He left us an incredible gift by leaving us his children. And I don't know all of them, but I know for sure that Skye Dyer, Serena Dyer, and Sage Dyer are just incredible gifts to the world. And I am so thankful to know them and to have all of the things that they're contributing to the world, with Skye with her music, with her singing and writing songs, and Serena with her writing the book, luckily, that she wrote with her dad, and that came out in 2014, I think, just before Father's Day. But I had asked Xander to get it for me for Mother's Day that year, and it's Don't Die With Your Music Still In You, and it's Serena Dyer and her dad wrote the book together. And I absolutely love that book, and it's actually was one of Wayne Dyer's 10 secrets for success and inner peace. He had wanted to have his children be able to have that book so that they would understand. And I think it was actually the second secret in there was Don't Die With Your Music Still In You. And Serena said that she heard that and she kept thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to find out what my music is. I need to play my music. And she just was always wanting to do that. And Skye knew all along that she wanted to sing. That's always what she wanted to do. And she is just, she's got the voice of an angel. She has got the personality of an earth angel. And she is just one of the kindest and most inspiring people I've ever met. So the two of them are just amazing. And I did get Don't Die With Your Music Still In You for Mother's, well, a late Mother's Day present from Xander in 2014, and it's become one of my favorite books. I love the way she tells the stories about what it was like growing up with Wayne Dyer and their
nice
mom.
To see the change in the perspective. The same lessons, but from a younger perspective, a different voice telling them, and I found that very intriguing, and it creates a link, I think, that we'll get a younger audience to enjoy the same thoughts. It's very well done. I liked it a lot myself.
Yeah, I do too. And I also want to make sure that we have time to play Skye Dyer's song, You Inspire Me. I know it's one of Wayne Dyer's favorites, and he actually asked her to write it. And she wrote the song, and she would sing it at his events. Oh, I have it queued up, and I'm going to play that. It is just over 4 minutes long, and then I'd like to talk to you about it afterwards, Dudley. Okay?
Love to.
About your life and what it all means. Our lives are so full of miracles, help every person see. You have something inside that brings joy to your soul and makes your heart sing. We all share the same big blue sky and the power to do anything. You inspire me, be everything that I desire, and everything I do is with you. In every day of my life, I dream a little higher. And it all comes back to you, and how you make me so inspired. Sometimes I feel that it's right in front of me, and I have to reach out. Strength comes from knowing that you need someone to help you out. You inspire me to be everything that I desire, and everything I do is to be in touch with you. In every day of my all comes back to you, and how you make me so inspired. We all have a choice to feel love deep within us, the freedom to hear our own voice, and the chance to make our path in life a little
as You Inspire Me by Sky Dyer.
That really says a lot. It really does. It's amazing how a song can really take the entire feeling that a person portrays. And at least this song does so well. And it makes you feel like Wayne's here. I mean, it's just his type of spirit. And she really did a beautiful job, and the accompanist and everything else, the way it was recorded was done very well. It's always been a beautiful song, and it's so well written. It's just great.
I know. I love that song. It makes me feel so good every time I hear it. And I remember in the slideshow for the radio show, I put a picture of Sky singing, and I used to love to watch Wayne watch her sing. When she was on stage, he just with this incredible love in his
big
eyes
smile.
And feeling so proud of her, and it just touched my heart so much.
Yeah, I remember some of the pictures from the wedding and
of Serena's wedding, yeah.
Right, and Sky singing there as well. Yeah, it's just boy, the family is so tight. And it's got such the attraction between people as well as the feelings between people is so strong and so pure. It's just, I don't know, it's a really, really neat family. I love just watching their interactions alone.
Oh, I know. I do too. And luckily they post lots of fun pictures on Facebook, so you can see they're always having fun and always sharing a lot of love together. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's just really, you know, it's like Abraham Hicks always said, a happy family is made up of happy people. And it's, you know, that's why their family is so happy, is because of the fact that they have so many happy people in it. And a lot of it has to do with what Wayne taught them as they were growing up, and also what their mom did. Their mom was
right.
incredible, and still is. She's
right.
still there. An incredible inspiration for them as a mom. And so they had the luck of having two amazing parents, and that is so inspiring, and it shows you that if you model the type of beliefs and behaviors that you want your children to have, that's one of the things I got from What Do You Really Want for Your Children, is they don't learn from what you tell them to do. They learn from what they see you doing and what they hear you saying. And so, you know, that was always, excuse me, one of my goals was to be the best mom, role model, and friend I could be. For Xander.
No, that's really true. Because there are various times, especially at that time of my life, when I had to remind myself of that. And it's so important, rather than, you know, the self, to completely think of yourself as being seen by a child. And
mm-hmm.
for a parent, I think that's the first time you really start being a true adult person. Because you're not living for yourself.
Yeah.
You're really
yeah,
living
so
for someone else. And unless you're a parent, I don't think you really understand that fully, unless you have friendships that are just totally indelible like most people do. That's a very similar feeling. But it still doesn't get as close as it does to when you have a child. That's really the end-all, be-all. And to think through their eyes is what he was trying to get us to embody. In other words, I'm going to follow you, Dad. Whatever you do, okay, well then, if you're the dad, you just make sure that your habits, your speech, your mannerisms, everything that you do portray the type of thing that you want your child to reflect. It's very simple,
mm-hmm.
but boy, if you think about it that way, it makes you perhaps a little less ego-oriented person. It also makes you a better person because you're thinking about someone else thinking, you know, or someone else's behavior because of yours. There you go.
So true, and that was a lot of why I got so involved in the personal development industry and personal and spiritual growth, was because of the fact that I realized when Xander was a baby that I had a lot of areas where I could improve and be a better example for him, and I wanted him to grow up with having a really good example of someone who was happy and who was willing to take risks and try things.
Yeah.
And yeah, so many of those things.
Well, I'll never forget, we were going up a chairlift. I think we were going up, I can't remember, one of the lifts at Squaw Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of us were together, and it was a beautiful day, and everything was great. And I remember seeing somebody below us fall, and Xander went down and said, "Look, Mommy, they're learning." It wasn't,
no,
"Look,
I
Mommy,
don't.
That guy just bought the farm." It was, "Look, he's learning." And I just couldn't believe that word come out of him. You know, it was not the typical thing to come out of a young person, but to hear it was really wonderful. And it all came from that same thought that was brought from Wayne.
Yeah, it all started from that. And excuse me, and I wrote about it in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, that I actually got inspired to finally try taking a writing class because of that night at Book Passage with Wayne Dyer. And it was all right before 9/11, and reading his book, There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem, the month after that was just amazing. And it finally made me realize that I really wanted to at least try to write the book that I felt was inside of me. And I remember when I first started going to the writing classes, Xander, I was going to write a book about color, and Xander said to me, "But Mom, I thought you were writing a book that was for me too." And that's when I realized what I really wanted to do was write about what I'd learned that's helped us live a life that we love. And so, you know, that's how the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, came about, as it all started way back when Wayne Dyer came into my life a long time ago. And he's so inspiring, and he loves inspiration, and he loves, excuse me, the quote, inspiration by Patanjali. And luckily, I recorded myself reading that because I seem to be losing my voice. It's only a little over a half minute, and I want to play that and then talk to you about that, Dudley, okay?
Sure. That and scurvy elephants.
Yes, definitely.
When you're inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be.
Oh, boy, I love that. I just love that so much. You know, we've only got 4 minutes left.
Tell the story about the scurvy elephant then. That's the one that really remains as the key to Wayne's spirit, because he was such a funster. He was kind of a, how do you say
okay.
It?
All right.
Tell the story.
I have,
that'll explain
okay,
everything.
I have very little time left. So.
Okay.
What it is that when Wayne Dyer was in around third grade, he was in a foster home, and he came home and he told Mrs. Scarf that he overheard the principal that she had Wayne Dyer in her class and that he was a scurvy elephant. And he says, "What's a scurvy elephant?" She goes, "Well, I don't know, but I'll call and find out." And she called, and the principal said, "Oh, no, 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 Wayne got it all wrong." She didn't say he was a scurvy elephant. She said he was a disturbing element in her classroom. And his point about the scurvy elephant, I just love that story, and every time I hear it, it reminds us that we all need to keep some of that scurvy elephant or disturbing element in us if we're going to live a creative and inspired life, because we need to be willing to question what other people tell us is how we, quote, should live our life. And live it the way we are meant to live.
Exactly, exactly. It's just, it's such a fun story. And I mean, most of our family revels in the fact that from time to time we can be scurvy elephants. And that's a prize. That's not a degradation of any sort, but that's a high praise for someone if they can get to that status.
Oh, I know. And so if I ever call any of you out there a scurvy elephant, it's praise. That's praise. Because it means that you're going to be a leader in your own life and you're going to live your life your own way. And
well, he go ahead.
What?
Well, no, I was just saying he taught through humor. Especially in his earlier days, he had people laughing so hard at times. And it was mostly self-directed, too, like this one about the scurvy elephant. But, boy, it just the humor was what just makes it sit in your gut and just stay there, because it's part of you then. You've gotten a place where you've really got a direct link to what he was saying, and it just stays with you. And that's what humor, and his particular type of humor,
humor and
cost-free
just
humor. Yeah, that was wonderful.
Humor in his voice. And I just wanted to say that also the reason I named my show Live Your Music is because of Wayne saying over and over again, don't die with your music still in you. And I wanted to say it without the don't and without the die. So it turned into Live Your Music. And I need to ask the questions that I always ask. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh,
God,
and it is.
Amen.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say I really wish I could have taken some callers. I know that my brother Dwayne was on hold, and I wanted him to be able to come on, and I wanted to be able to have my friend Linda Joy come on. She and I met during one of Wayne's talks waiting for him, and Las Vegas in 2008. And I'm just so thankful for all of the people that have come into my life through Wayne as well, his own family, but other friends and other authors. He's just such a connector, and he always was connecting people, and he's still doing it now. He's just doing it from being an angel in the sun.
Yeah, I still feel his influence all the time. I really do. It's those funny little things that he said, there are no coincidences, and I agree, there aren't, but I know there are things that have happened since his passing that have been indications that he's still there saying, hi, I'm still here, I still want to be part of your life, and I love that.
I do too. We are out of time, though, right now, and I just want to say, everyone, thank you for listening, and please share this with your family and friends so that they can learn about this amazing, inspiring man.
Really?
And wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
thank you,
Wayne.
Happy birthday, Wayne. Thank you, Dudley, for being on the show today. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and I will enjoy talking with you all next week.
Great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.